Dear Nicola, Diana joins us for Recorded All about the passing of one of our most loved and most successful coaches, Robin Broughton, who has passed away at the age of 80. Robin was a Silver Ferns assistant coach, mentor to many of the current coaches in Netball New Zealand's high performance system, and is also a life member of New Zealand Netball. I guess in a way, Robin's best known for the Southern Sting's domestic domination under her leadership, which was between 98 and 07, with the team winning 7 titles in the National Bank Cup. Tēnā koutou, is the Netball New Zealand president. She's with us now. Tēnā koe, tuhine. Kia ora, Tēnā. It's nice to have a kōrero with you again. Ngā mihi.
Oh, kia ora, Dale.
Thank you.
I'm just from the airport at Wellington. I'm on my way down to the Open Netball Championships. But kei te pai. Got a few minutes here.
Thank you. Well, look, let's salute the efforts of Robin Broughton. It takes a particular type of person who can take the helm of coaching, but to do it as successfully as she did, she deserves to be noted here, a proud woman, and we're proud of, as a people, of what she was able to achieve. What do you think were some of the best traits that Robin carried into her work as a coach, Tēnā, to enjoy such success?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I did have the opportunity to work with, you know, be part of the Netball New Zealand board when Robin was the coach of the Steel, and the success of Steel during the late part of the 1990s and 2000, as you said, up to 2007. She was a fabulous, you know, beautiful woman, and she gained the respect of all those players that she selected in her team. You know, people don't gravitated to her because she offered the best and that coaching capacity at the time, and hence the success of the Steel and the Sting going into the, you know, in our inaugural franchising type competition.
She enjoyed tremendous success. Do you think that some of what she was able to achieve helped guide the coaching careers of those who follow in her footsteps, Tēnā?
Oh, I think she did, because she was also the assistant coach to Yvonne Woolering, if that hasn't been mentioned. But she was the assistant coach of the Silver Ferns. And you don't get those roles because if you haven't done the mahi, and she had done the mahi, and rightfully so, she deserved to get that accolade.
Well, we salute her and her passing. You mentioned that you've known her for a long time. What sort of relationship did you have, and what are some of your fondest memories?
Well, actually, I was on the board when Robin was appointed to the assistant role. I knew her because I umpired at that level. Back then, I umpired the franchises and, you know, the games, and I umpired Steel a few times. So, and I knew her players, and I knew her through that capacity. But there was one incident, and I'll share it with you, Dale, and because Netball New Zealand are going to actually pay tribute to her at the Invercargill game with the Consolation Cup. But anyway, this incident happened in Australia. We were over there and we were meeting with the Australian board. And long story short, we were playing Australia and she was the assistant coach. And what happened was an incident on the court arise, and that was simply the fact that the umpires wouldn't let our manager at the time, it was Cheryl Wells, go on the court. Don't know why, but anyway, long story short, she knew I was in the audience and she came looking for me and she told me what was happening, and I gasped and I said, "You're kidding me." And she said, "No, I'm not, Tēnā. Can you sort it for us?" So Christine Burton at the time was a go-to or the head of the umpiring over in Australia. So I also crossed the court to her and I told her what was going on. So long and the short of it, we got it sorted and Cheryl was on the court.
Well, we acknowledge anyone who has helped to whakamana our athletes, and we salute the life and the mahi of Robin Broughton today. Thanks for sharing some thoughts. You mentioned you're heading off to where, Tēnā?
Oh, well, it's the equivalent of what we used to call the MPC competition for netball. So I'm flying down there. I'm on my way to Dunedin, to the Edgar Centre. and taking part in the presentations tomorrow.
Tina, thanks very much for sharing some kōrero. Appreciate you speaking of Robin's contribution and indeed of her passing. Thank you very much for joining us. Travel safe too. Thanks very much, Tina.
Yeah. Ngā mihi. Ngā mihi. Thanks for that.
Thank
Kia ora.
You. Okay, all the best to you. You're the Urban Māori Radio, Wāte 603 on Rau Mātoru Te Here.